Well, as I mentioned, and we see in the Ordo, the Mass, I get to celebrate my feast 2 days in a row. Not only was it yesterday, but it is also today, the feast of St. Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. Of course, I spoke about him yesterday, so I will not repeat what I said. One thing that I did not remember and did not say yesterday was that he was the youngest of 11 children. And that was very, very special. Now, his father was a servant of the Holy Father, in that case, Blessed Pius IX, and he was at first the governor of Assisi, where he was born and baptized in the same fount as St. Francis and St. Clare. But then he was made governor of Spoleto, a bigger and more industrial city, especially in the 19th century. And it was there that many, many things happened that are important in the life of St. Gabriel. And you can listen to some of those from yesterday's sermons in the website once it has been uploaded. But St. Gabriel, who lost his mother when he was still a little boy, and some of his sisters, no doubt, and the father took her place as well as they could. Nevertheless, he was very ill one time, just like St. Therese, and the Blessed Mother appeared to him. And while she healed him, because he was dying, she also told him, "My son wants you to be a priest." And so St. Gabriel agreed. He had been thinking about it, but not very seriously. Because he was very popular, he was wealthy, he loved good and beautiful clothes, he was called the dancer by the Jesuits in the school where he went. And so he had other things to do. And of course, as I mentioned to you, he is the patron saint of sharpshooters. And you can hear that from yesterday as well. Well, he received a second call, a second visitation from the Blessed Mother during a procession to Our Lady in thanksgiving for saving Spoleto from the plague centuries before. And the people kept their promise. And a lot of people, they want all kinds of favors, but they never make promises. This is something that is not apparently very popular among Americans. I don't know about Germans, but it is part of the life of any Italian or Spaniard that you can think of. We're always making promises. Jesus, if you do this for me, I will do this for thee. Mary, if you do this for me, I will do this for St. Joseph. The seven Sundays of St. Joseph, that's what that's all about. And so they fulfilled their promise. And so while the procession was going on, the Blessed Mother stopped it and spoke to him and said, "What are you waiting for? My son is getting impatient with you." And not long after that, St. Gabriel, who went to a parish where there was a mission, heard a Passionist priest of the Congregation of the Passion founded by St. Paul of the Cross, and he decided that this was it. So he went to speak to the priest after Mass in the sacristy, and they got together, and he was accepted to join the Passionist congregation. So long after that, without so much as saying goodbye to all his friends and family, he did, however, give a sort of goodbye to his father, but the father did not want him to become a Passionist. The Passionists at that time, not any longer, unfortunately, at that time were one of the most difficult and strictest orders in the whole church, doing a lot of penances and fastings and flagellations and so forth. And so the father did not want his son to enter the Passionist. He wanted him to be a Jesuit. But God had other plans. So he went, and then he entered the novitiate at Isola del Gran Sasso, the highest town and the highest mountain in the central part of Italy, in the Abruzzi region, where, by the way, they have some of the best pasta in the world. But anyway, there he was. I'm sure he did not eat it because they had a very sacrificial life. And then he received the minor orders, and he was ordained a deacon. But by this time, St. Gabriel had been discovered to have consumption, that is, tuberculosis, the great saint maker of the 19th century. Of course, that's what St. Thérèse of Lisieux died of as well. It was many, many saints of the 19th century died of consumption. So, and on the 20th, also St. Elizabeth of the Trinity, another great Carmelite. And so he died right after being ordained a deacon, before he could be ordained a priest. And there are many, many things in his life that are very significant. And so I recommend that you read about him and read his works. He loved the Blessed Mother tremendously, and that is why he chose, and they allowed him to, the name of Gabriel of Our Lady of Sorrows. His baptismal name was Francis, Francesco Possenti. And as it is, he became a religious and later on a saint. He was beatified by St. Pius X and was canonized by Pope Benedict XV and made patron of the youth of Italy and later on of the whole world, probably by Venerable Pius XII. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I will bless you again with a relic of St. Gabriel, the first class relic, after Mass.